Republicans say the personhood bill establishes a civil course of action for the wrongful death of an unborn child by a third party. The legislation says that, quote, unborn children at every stage of development will enjoy all the rights, privileges, and immunities available to other persons, citizens, and residents of the Commonwealth, end quote. The bill passed the House of Delegates overwhelmingly earlier this week, after concerns were raised on the House floor about possible implications to infertility specialists and patients. The bill's patron, Delegate Bob Marshall, contacted Resolve, the National Infertility Association. He assured them that exemptions are in place in the bill for infertility treatment. Resolve's director, Barbara Kalura, says after a thorough investigation, she believes Marshall is wrong.
The last line in the bill says, "Nothing in this section shall be interpreted as affecting lawful assisted conception. Experts on reproductive medicine and law, many experts, have reviewed its language and they tell us infertility patients will not be protected. HB 1 changes what is lawful. Sections 1, 2, 3, and 5 tell us that now a newly fertilized egg, a little microscopic embryo, will have full constitutional rights and the same right up to life as a full human being. Section 4 tells us that every law in Virginia has to be reinterpreted in light of HB 1. Even though assisted conception is currently lawful in Virginia, that will change. And only the assisted conception treatments that remain lawful after HB 1 will be saved. Any medical treatment or procedure that involved a risk to an embryo would be illegal or cause for a lawsuit. If the Commonwealth of Virginia passes HB 1 and wipes out embryo cryopreservation, then women undergoing cancer treatment will not be able to save and freeze their embryos so that they have a chance at a baby in the future.
Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico called HB 1 an attack on contraception.
I offered a bill this session that would have said birth control shall not be considered abortion. If it's an FDA-approved birth control device or pill, it would not be considered abortion if you used it. The Republican members of the committee said, we don't want to leave the decision of contraception up to the FDA. They said that openly. And so what they're trying to do is they will end up determining what is lawful by determining what types of contraception will be acceptable in Virginia, and not by going with what the FDA has set forth.
Democratic Delegate Jennifer McClellan of Richmond says HB 1 serves as an example of why words matter in the state code.
After you go through fertility treatments, a lot of times what happens is you end up with a multiple pregnancy, anywhere from twins to octuplets. And oftentimes if you have more than three, the chances of survival of any one of those children is very slim. So often what happens is a mother who's gone through in vitro fertilization, who very much wants a child, has to make a very difficult decision. Do I reduce the pregnancy to two, where the odds are better than 50% that they will survive? What personhood says now is, let's say if you have octuplets, all eight of those fetuses have constitutionally protected rights. So do you have to get a guardian ad litem and go to court and have a court decide, first of all, whether she can do that, and second, which ones get reduced?
Whitney Anderson is an infertility patient.
I want to be a mom, but I can't because I have a disease. While IVF helped me get pregnant, I could not stay pregnant, and I've now lost five pregnancies. Under this new overly broad legislation, it is very scary and completely unclear as to whether my doctor or I would have been held criminally liable for my own miscarriage, since the suspected cause of my infertility is a hostile uterine environment. The thought of being criminally prosecuted after enduring the heartache of a miscarriage makes me sick. The Virginia legislature is not my physician. Isn't it ironic that this legislation, aimed at those who don't even want children, would take away my rights and my dream to have a child? Me, the person who's fought and clawed her way through this disease. Me, the person who would move heaven and earth to have a child. I will be the innocent bystander that becomes the casualty of this legislation. Please don't take away my right for the care that I need and deserve right here in my own state.
The Senate has yet to schedule HB 1 for committee hearing. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.